Track 9, Barriers to Treatment, Transference, and Splitting. In the last track, we discussed and demonstrated the use of leaning into, responding with empathy, taking a one-down position, as well as a quiet tone and eye contact to assist in building rapport with the client in a potentially volatile situation. In this track, we will discuss two barriers to treating, transference and splitting. At the end of the track, we will look at the steps to evaluating self-trust and the use of thought stopping in altering transference and splitting situations. As you know, transference is the projection of formerly learned interactions, feelings, attitudes, and reactions onto current relationships. Jeanette, age 18, who had been sexually abused, had many negative interactions, such as rejection, abuse, and maltreatment from people she trusted. Thus, she expected others to treat her the same way. Jeanette had a history of being sexually molested by her biological father for 10 years, from the time that she was 3 until she was 13 when her parents divorced. Jeanette came to me to explore why she always seemed to find and date boys who would take advantage of her. She made extra money by working at a fast food restaurant. Jeanette's transference was illustrated in the fact that her extra money quickly disappeared to boys like Carl, who manipulated her into buying meals, clothes, and so on for them. She had just ended a relationship in which she frequently found herself involved in her boyfriend Carl's financial and emotional problems. Transference occurred once again when she decided to end the relationship with Carl when she found out about his buying and using cocaine. Soon afterwards, she started telling me about a new love interest, Brad, who had many of the same issues as Carl. Within weeks, she announced, "I've decided to drop out of school and marry Brad. My stepfather and mother don't want me even to date Brad." As we continued therapy, she began to perceive me as being judgmental and critical, like her stepfather and mother. Jeanette stated, "Why are you asking about my marrying Brad? You're judging me. I love him, and that's enough." Clearly, Jeanette was transferring her negative feelings to me as her therapist. After several sessions, Jeanette began to see the distortion in her perceptions and how she had clearly transferred feelings and perspectives she had internalized about her parents to me. I accomplished this by the use of such techniques as thought stopping and expanding self-trust, which I'll describe at the end of this track. When you consider your Jeanette, are there issues or feelings she or he has transferred onto you? As you know, in addition to transference, splitting, and projection is another barrier to treatment. Many clients like Jeanette will often perceive the therapist in dramatically contradictory roles. Clients like Jeanette, who are involved in splitting and projection, may see the therapist as both the person who wants to help them and the person who does not care about them. Let's look at Jeanette's perception of my role as her therapist. Jeanette stated, "You're the only person who understands my problems and listens to me." Then, in another session, she stated, "You are an uncaring, sarcastic bitch who doesn't really know how to help me at all." Jeanette would constantly test my reaction to her many abrasive comments. She would then sit waiting for a negative response from me. By not reacting as Jeanette projected for me to do, Jeanette learned that my interest in helping her would not diminish. As you know, by treating me aggressively, Jeanette was using me to project her negative internalized experiences, therefore relieving her own inner tension. Let me repeat that again. Jeanette was using me to project her negative internalized experiences, therefore relieving her own inner tension. At the same time, it gave us an opportunity to discuss where her distortions were coming from. John W. Jones wrote, "In effective group therapy with survivors of sexual abuse, splitting and projections are primary ideations and devaluations are all adaptive defenses in long-term traumatic survival and will often be acted out in group." Often the process looks like members of the group attempting to divide the group or collide with one another, making passive-aggressive comments or withdrawing. Jones feels it is up to the therapist to name these processes to help members to empathetically work through their projections and self-loathing without shame or devaluating the others in the group. These individuals can and do trigger each other, as you know. I found for Jeanette, the key was an exploration exercise used to expand self-trust. At the end of one of our volatile sessions, I asked Jeanette to think of a time when she trusted and complete the following homework assignment. She was to write a short paragraph about one or more of the following trust experiences. Number one, a time of trusting myself. Number two, a trustworthy place where she felt comfortable. And or she could write about number three, a trusting encounter between herself and another person. I asked Jeanette to use vivid descriptive language in the present tense in her writing to help convey the image of these times and places. During our next session, I asked if she had adapted any of the elements of her trust experience to her current situation. Jeanette had written about a trusting encounter with a friend, so I dialogued with Jeanette about the specifics that she had learned in this trust experience. She stated, "I learned that when I am starting new friendships, trust is a gradual thing. I mean, I start with small stuff, you know, things that I don't really care about if others know. As time went on, I was able to share things that were really important to me because it never got around." As Jeanette increasingly became aware of behaviors and interactions that contributed to her trust, she then had new options to take related to her new situations. This exercise created positive momentum as Jeanette began to adapt the skills she used in her trusting experience to her current relationships. Consider your Jeanette. Is he or she a black and white thinker? Would group therapy or the individual exercise of expanding self-trust benefit that client? Now, let's look at how I used thought stopping to refocus Jeanette's transference thoughts. As you know, with many distorted thinking processes, thought stopping can be used to help your Jeanette realize and correct the thoughts. According to Cruz in Adult Survivors of Childhood Emotional, Physical, and Sexual Abuse, thought stopping via the use of a rubber band is an effective technique. This is how it worked with Jeanette. I instructed Jeanette that when she first realized she was reacting to me as one of her parents, she needed to think the word stop to interrupt the dysfunctional thinking. Next, I then had her substitute a positive or working coping statement and think it over and over again. An example was, "You are not one of my parents. You listen and don't judge. What did you really mean by?" When the negative thoughts persisted, I suggested she might try wearing a rubber band around her wrist and gently pull it at the same time she was thinking the word stop and her positive or coping statement. Jeanette stated, "It was hard at first. Negative thoughts about you judging me would creep into our sessions. But you know, once we added the snap of that rubber band and I kept reminding myself you are not my parents, it really began to sink in. I guess you haven't changed, but my reaction to you has. It seemed to take weeks, but my negative thoughts about you aren't happening so often." Consider your Jeanette. How might practicing the thought-stopping exercise benefit him or her? On this track, we discuss two barriers to treatment, transference and splitting and projections. We also looked at the steps of expanding self-trust and the use of thought stopping in altering transference situations. In the next track, we will look at aggression and the desire to please, two more barriers to treating the secrets of childhood sexual trauma, and the use of corrective statements. Question 9. What is the term used to describe a client's projecting two dramatically different perceptions onto the therapist?